我们在收杯的时候。
Happy New Year to you. Whoa.
新年快乐。
And today really feels like spring.
今天真的觉得像春天一样。
So we are in the festival of spring, 春节。
我们真是在度春节。
And so may this Chinese New Year
希望这个中国的新年
be a year that you experience grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
是一个你能经历从我们父神主耶稣基督那里领受他的恩典慈爱的一年。
And this morning we'll meditate over chapter 2 of Ephesians.
今天我们要来思想以弗所书第二章。
And we'll learn this message from Ephesians 2.
我们要从以弗所书第二章来领受这样子的信息。
We were dead and foreign.
我们本来是死的。
But by God's grace,
可是因为神的恩典。
We are now alive and united.
我们现在是活的，与他结合的。
Purposed for good works in Christ.
是为了在基督里行善事。
We were dead and foreign.
我们本来是死的，是局外人。
But by God's grace,
但因为神的恩典。
We are now alive and united.
我们现在是活的与他结合的
Purpose for good works in Christ
在基督里做善事
Let us pray
让我们一起祷告
Dear Abba
亲爱的父神
We ask that your spirit will show us the wonders of your truth
我们 祈求你的圣灵来显示你奇妙的真理
Give us understanding
给我们智慧来明白
so that we can be alive and well in your Son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以活过来，活得在基督里活得很好。
And we can glorify your name.
荣耀你的名。
We pray and believe.
我们祷告也相信。
In the name of our Lord and Savior.
是借着主耶稣，我们救主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 2 has these two instructions for us.
以弗所书第二章有这样两个教训。
From verses 1 to 10,
从第一节到第十节
we are told that we must know and remember we were dead in sin, but now alive in Christ.
我们学到说我们原来是死的在罪里死的但现在在基督里活过来了。
And from verses 11 to 22,
从第十一节到二十二节
we are instructed that we must know and remember we were foreign to God's family, but are now united in Christ.
我们学到说我们原来是在神的家的之外的人但现在我们是与基督联合了。
And if we grasp these two instructions,
如果我们能真正的抓到明白这两个教训的话
then we have to be inclined to doing good works, but in the name of Christ.
那我们一定就会想要去在基督里行善事。
In verse 10, it tells us clearly,
在第十节清楚地告诉我们
we must know and remember that we are purposed for good works in Christ.
我们要记得我们原来是要叫在基督里造成 做善事的。
So let us now look at verses 1 to 10.
那我们现在一起来看第一到第十节。
We must know and remember that we are dead in sin, but now alive in Christ.
我们必须知道并且记得我们曾经是在罪恶里死的，现在在基督里活了。
Traditionally, it's taboo to speak about death in Chinese culture.
在传统上来讲，在中国的文化里谈死亡是很忌讳的。
And it's much more taboo during the time of Chinese New Year.
尤其是在中国新年的时候谈死亡更是忌讳。
Even when we smash a bowl, we have to come up with something beautiful to describe the shattering of the bowl.
连我们打破一个碗，我们都要想出一个吉利的话来对应。
Shatter, shatter, and there's peace, right? 岁岁平安。
岁岁平安。
But the focus on death is where we begin this morning with Ephesians 2.
但是今天我们要从以弗所书第二章来先从死亡谈起。
And recognizing death is in fact a piece of the good news.
其实我们认识死亡是一个好的消息。
Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
以弗所书第二章一到三节怎么说
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
You were dead in your transgressions and sins.
你原是在以前是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
Paul wants Christians to remember who we were.
保罗要我们叫基督徒记得我们以前是什么样子的人。
We are not just sinful, but dead.
我们不只是有罪的，我们是死的。
Spiritually dead.
我们是灵里是死的。
Meaning we are separated from the only life-giving source.
意思是说我们是与那唯一的赐生命的这个源头神是分离的。
And that source is God.
这个源头就是神。
We were like an electronic device that was drained of power.
我们就像一个电器一样已经耗电。
It's either our battery's dead,
或许电池没了。
Or our cords are not plugged in.
或者电线没有插到插头上。
And this is something important that Paul would repeat again in verse 5.
这是保罗在第五节又重复一次的。
But here he says we were dead in transgressions.
这里他说我们是死在过犯当中的。
Moreover, Paul wants Christians to know that we were dead because we are sinful.
保罗甚至强调说基督徒是过去是死的，因为我们是有罪的。
It is because of our sins that we are spiritually dead.
因为我们的罪，所以我们是在灵里是死的。
And the fact that we have sin is evidence in the way that we lived.
就是因为我们是有罪的，也就证明我们是怎么样活出来的。
Paul says we used to live, meaning that's the way of life that we used to adopt.
他说我们过去的这个行事为人。
This is the way that we used to adopt.
这是我们过去所活的方式。
And to live means to literally walk.
去活过来就是就像去行。
So we're walking on that particular path.
我们就行在这样子的一个规范当中。
And there are a few examples.
有几个例子。
One is ways of this world.
第一个例子就是今世的风俗。
Meaning that this is the way that is set against God.
这是一种违背神的一种方式。
It is, as a translation goes, there's one particular Bible translation that says this.
对，有一种圣经的翻译是这么说的。
You let the world who doesn't know the first thing about living tell you how to live.
你让这个世界根本不知道怎么活的来指引你怎么去活。
Meaning, instead of looking to the Bible to find life,
也就是说，与其在圣经里面寻找生命，
we start to get.Our information from songs, from soap operas, from movies, from magazines.
我们从流行的歌曲、电视节目这些世俗的东西里来寻找。
And sooner or later, we start to think, oh yeah, it is only human to be angry. It's only human to want to have competition.
很快的，我们就领略到说，哎呀，这是因为我们是人，所以有愤怒，有这些贪恋，有这些争竞。
Ways of this world tells us that this is the way to be human.
世界的方式告诉我们，这就是人类。
And it is completely against what God is telling us, who is a human being.
完全与神所告诉我们人应该是怎么样的违背。
And then there's the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
然后还有这个顺服在空中掌权者的这个首领。他就是在悖逆之子心中运行的这个邪灵。
Indeed, it speaks of our submission to an authority.
确实，他这个指出来了我们对首领掌权者的顺服。
This authority is not God.
这个首领不是神。
But the evil one who is set against God.
是这个邪灵，他是违背神的。
So Paul is asking us to see those who are not for God right now.
所以保罗让我们看见那些不是顺服神的
those we call disobedient to God
那些是悖逆之子的
and turn around and look at ourselves and say we were like them
让我们转头来看看我们自己我们以前就像他们一样
this is a humbling act on our part
这是让我们应该要谦卑的一个认识
to know that we too were evil
让我们认识到说我们以前也是如此邪恶的
and Paul points to our sinful nature
保罗指出我们的罪性
it literally means the flesh
也就是我们的肉体
meaning it's human, it's just human
也就是人性
something that is without God
这是没有神的离开神的
and in verse 11 Paul would also point to circumcision in the flesh as just a human act
保罗也指出在十一节这个割礼也不过是人的一个做法
and there's something powerful in this sinful nature
在这个这种罪性里是很有权势的
because there's competition between sinful nature and the godly nature
因为这个罪性跟神性是相敌对的
with the desire there is the need to satisfy the desire
我们有这样子的渴望我们必须要满足这个渴望
and when it's the sinful nature we are directed by sin for the fulfillment of sin
所以我们因为有这样子的罪性我们就要去满足我们的这个罪性
so we are obedient to our sinful human nature and not to the godly good nature
所以我们顺服我们这样子的罪性而不是顺服神的神性
Paul wants us to know yes there is the way of the world
保罗让我们看到说是的有这样子今世的风俗
and there is still that ruler of the kingdom of the air
同时也还有这样子的邪灵在空中掌权
but we are the main culprit for our death in transgressions
但是我们是罪魁祸首
we cannot blame the world we cannot blame Satan
我们不能怪罪于这个风俗我们也不能怪罪于这个邪灵
because we ourselves we are sinners
因为我们自己本来就是罪人
Pardon me, we were sinners
我们过去是罪人
And so transgressions and sins there really is a double terminology for the same thing
所以过犯跟罪恶其实是相同的意思
And we can understand sin as this act of choosing our own way and leaving God out of the picture
所以我们理解罪其实就是选择我们自己的做法而把神
We do what we feel like doing when we feel like doing it.
我们就随时想做什么就做我们想做的。
There is no presence of God in our mindset. There is sin.
神不在我们的思念当中。
So just a few days ago, I was in Michael's.
几天以前我在一家店里。
And once you walk through the front door, there's these rows of colorful flowers that greet the customers.
当你走进那家店的大门的时候，你就看到一堆的花在欢迎的顾客。
They're very beautiful.
很漂亮的花。
And they say, "Come buy me. I'll make your house beautiful too."
呼召你来购买它们，让你的房子很漂亮。
But beautiful as they are,
虽然看起来很漂亮
，they are dead.
它们是死的。
They are made of plastic and fabrics.
他们是用塑胶跟布做的。
So they may seem real from afar.
虽然远远看来他们是很像真的。
But once we walk closer, we see that they are fake.
但我们走近一点看就知道他们是假的。
And ultimately, they fall short of the vibrancy of the real flowers.
最终他们实在是缺少那个真花有的那个活力。
And we too.Were like these fake flowers. When we were without God from afar, we seem all right. It's so hard to detect our deadness because we are still breathing, thinking, and feeling. But if the evening news and self-help books are to tell us anything,
但是这个晚间的新闻还有很多书店里的这些自助的书都告诉我们
Between the wars and the shootings and the celebrity meltdowns and the disease outbreaks we are not well in every single department of life
在这个很多的这些战争疾病还有很多的这些世界上的这些罪恶当中我们都知道说我们在人的每一个部门 都实在是活得不健康的。
And we can only, we'll just have to read Romans 3 to know that.
我们来看看罗马书第三章，我们就知道了。
There is no one who does good, not even one.
没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
大家都世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So depravity is universal and fatal.
所以这个腐败呢是非常普遍的，而且是致命的。
And so by the consequence of our sins, we are worthy of death.
所以因为罪的这个结果，我们是应该配得去死的。
And we are objects of wrath.
我们也是神愤怒的对象。
And by wrath, we don't think of God throwing a tantrum.
我们想到神的这个愤怒，不是说神在那里发飙。
By wrath, we have to remember that it is God's constant displeasure and reaction against sin.
神的这个愤怒是神不断的在针对这个罪而发出来的义怒。
So how then is this death talk good news?
所以这个死亡这个题目怎么会是好消息呢？
Because once we recognize that our lifelessness is when we are apart from God,
当我们认识到说我们没有生命是因为我们远离神的关系。
We can then now turn our focus to a pursuit of life in Christ.
我们就可以转头在基督里寻求生命。
Here, Paul is not trying to be politically correct or making people feel happy.
保罗在这里并不是要走那正确的这个政治路线，或者是让人们觉得心里很舒服。
His agenda is to point sinners to the gracious God and emphasize the work of Christ.
他的目标是要让人指向，把人指向耶稣，指向他在十字架上所做的。
This is like telling someone who, you know, you are obese, but it's for the sake of his health.
这好像是在告诉一个人说，你是很肥胖的，为了他健康的缘故告诉他。
Rather than to say, oh, you're 200 pounds overweight, but no, you're fine, you're not fat at all.
反而他。告诉那个人说，哦，你是200磅超重，可是你一点都不胖。
So Paul really wants us to know what life is.
所以保罗真的是要我们认识生命是什么。
And so he has to first tell us that we're dead in sin.
所以他首先要告诉我们，以前我们是死在过犯罪恶当中的。
But now we are alive in Christ.
但现在我们是在基督里活着的。
I will read verses 4 to 9 in English, and for the Chinese speakers, can you just read on your own in terms of the scripture?
现在念以弗所书第二章四到第九节，那请大家自己默念。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So with the sound of God's wrath still ringing in our mind,Paul now confronts us with just how gracious God is.
所以保罗让我们在这些这个罪的这个话题还在我们脑子里面回想的时候，他要。
And he showed Paul tells confronts us with just how gracious God is.
保罗要表明神他是如何的慈爱的。
And this is in spite of his displeasure against us as sinners and against our sins.This is in spite of his displeasure against us as sinners and against our sins.
神是如此的慈爱的，即使我们是如此的敌对他的。
Because sin is fatal.
因为罪是致命的。
So God acted.
所以神他采取了行动。
So that dead people can again have the opportunity of life.
所以死人有机会再次活过来。
But only in Christ.
但只有在基督里。
So this is good news.
所以这是好消息。
It is like we are shivering in the cold from polar vortex.
好像我们在这个北极很冷的地方，我们发抖，冷的发抖。
And all of a sudden, someone drapes us with a warm blanket.
忽然间有人就给我们啊包围一股温暖来包围着我们。
Verses 4 to 5, it says, Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
四到五节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。我们得救是本乎恩。
In Romans 5, Paul writes the same thing, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书第五章也是这么说的，罪是。
Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
罗马书第五章第八节怎么说？唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And so in verses 4 to 9, we are given this word picture of who God is and what He has done.
所以我们从这个以弗所书第二章这里看到，神他自己是谁，他为我们所做的是什么。
God is good.
神是好的，良善的。
Verse 4, there's love.
在第四节告诉我们神是爱。
And then there's mercy.
还有怜悯。
Verses 5, 7, 8, there's grace.
在五六七节告诉我们有恩典。
Verse 7, kindness.
第七节说他是恩慈的。
And there are these adjectives that tell us just how immense, God's goodness is.
在这里这几个经节里都有形容词形容神的恩典有何等的广大。
It's not just love, but great love.
不是只是爱而已，是大爱。
It's not just mercy, it's rich in mercy.
不是只有怜悯而已，是丰富的怜悯。
It's not just grace, it is incomparable riches of grace.
不是只有恩典而已，是我们无法想象的恩典。
And just before we think that this is wow, hyperboles.
在我们不要想说这个是一种很夸张的形容词。
These are actually understatements.
其实这算是轻描淡写。
This is as best as we can give in human language.
这个是我们用人的话语所能描述的。
And we also see that God is proactive and able.
我们看到神他是采取主动的，他也有能力。
Before we realize our deadness, our helplessness, God initiated.
在我们还没有领受到我们自己的罪之前，神就已经采取行动了。
And it is all done in Christ.
都是在基督里完成的。
And in Christ is the sense that we are aware we are in the presence of Jesus Christ even right now.
即使也就是因为在基督耶稣里，我们才能领受到他的这个同。
We're connected to Him.
我们与他结合。
So in verse 5 it says, God made us alive with Christ.
所以第五节告诉我们说，我们与基督一同活过来。
Verse 6, God raised us up with Christ.
第八节说我们与基督一同复活。
Verse 6 again, God set us with Christ in God's presence in Christ.
第八节又说我们与他一同坐在天上。
And verse 7, God expressed his kindness to us in Christ.
第七节说他在基督里为我们施恩慈。
And in verses 6 to 7 is just unthinkable grace.
在第六、第七节，我们看到这些无法想象的恩典。
Because God not only saved us from our deadness, He brings us into glory.
神不但拯救了我们，还带我们进入他的荣耀。
He is willing to share the goodness with those who believe in Jesus.
他愿意分享他的荣耀，和这些相信基督的人分享荣耀。
To be seated with God.
与基督一同与神一同坐
，just as Christ is seated with God，
就像基督与神同坐一样。
That is honor and privilege for us who are undeserving。
这是一种荣耀，也一种特权，是我们实在不配得的。
So on the ESPN website a few days ago，
在几天之前，这个电视的体育电视台
，in getting people hyped up for the Super Bowl，
要预备大家预备这个超级杯的足球赛。
It has this banner that says there is only place for one team。
有这么一个标语，写的是说只能容下一个队伍。
And whichever team wins tonight, good for them。
不管是哪一个队伍赢了，都很替他们高兴。
But nonetheless, we see that the way that the world operates is that there's only one。 one winner.
我们看到这个世界的这个做法就是只能有一个赢家。
There is no sharing.
没有分享。
And the rejoice comes when you know that you're better than the other team.
我们就
But that's not what unthinkable grace is.
但这不是我们这些, 神的无法想象的恩典。
God brings us up from death all the way up into His presence into glory.
神把我们从罪恶死当中拯救起来, 带入他的荣耀。
And it's because in His mercy we are now brought to believe in Jesus Christ.
就是因为他的怜悯, 我们可以相信耶稣。
It is not only not demeaning people,
不是要贬低人,
it brings people to share the goodness.
反而是把人带来分享他的良善。
It's almost to say that a winner takes the trophy and say, No, you as my opponent made me better. No, you keep the trophy.
好像是说这个赢家把这个冠冕跟, 别人分享。
That is the kind of gracious rejoice that God has planned for humanity.
这是神为我们所预备的一种, 庆祝。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends, this is the gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们, 这就是福音。
Making known to us who God is and what He has done.
神显示他自己是谁, 他所做的。
If we hear verses 4 to 9 and we miss God's revelation of Himself and His work through Christ, we have missed the point.
如果我们看了第四节到第九节, 而没有领受到神是谁, 他为我们所做的话, 我们就真的是, 忽略了这个重点。
And if we only come to try to find out what benefits we gain, we stand to gain through Christ, we have missed the point.
我们如果只是看到说我们可以从这里受益什么的话，那我们也真的是失去了这个重点。
If we hear verses 4 to 9 and we are not brought to gratefulness and praise for God's grace shown through Christ,
我们如果看4到9节而没有非常的感恩神为我们所做的话，
or just we are not stunned by just how immense God's grace is,
我们没有很, 震惊于神他的 极大的恩典的话,
and we are simply celebrating because we have escaped hell,
我们只是欢喜说我们已经逃避了这个, 这个审判,
then we have missed the point of the gospel as told to us in verses 4 to 9.
那我们也真是没有领会到这个, 以弗所书要告诉我们的重点。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们,
know that all who call themselves Christians,
我们要知道所有自称为基督徒的,
we must know and remember that we are dead in sin but now alive in Christ.
我们必须要记得我们曾经是死在过犯罪恶当中的, 现在在基督里活了。
Because through Christ, God has shown every Christian immense grace.
因为借着耶稣基督, 神彰显了他的恩慈。
Now that we know that our lifelessness has been transformed into life,
现在我们知道我们从没有生命已经被转变成有生命的了。
Paul proceeds to tell us how God's grace also transformed our separation from God's family into unity with God's people through Christ.
保罗也在接下来告诉我们我们怎么样可以转变从与神的家分离而与神的家结合。
Verses 11 to 22 tell us that we must know and remember that we are foreign to God's family, but now united through Christ.
我们从11到22节看到说，我们以前是与神的家是隔离的，现在我们是他家里的一部分。
We see that Paul states, and therefore acknowledge that there are many boundary lines that divide.
保罗给我们看到很多的这个分界线。
For example, in verse 11 it says, Gentiles versus Israel, meaning their ethnicity.
譬如说11节讲到有外邦人和, 这个以色列人, 这是以种族来区分的。
And then in verse 11, there's also ritual, meaning there's the uncircumcised and there is the circumcised.
在11节也谈到这个割礼的和未受割礼的, 这是在, 礼仪上面的分割。
And so in real life, we know too that there are some divisions.
我们知道在我们实际的生活当中，我们有一些 这种分割的方式。
There are some that are more apparent,
有些比较明显。
Such as racial, gender, or economical divisions.
比如说种族或者经济, 地位,
But then there are some more subtle divisions. Something that was a cultural shock for me when I first came to the States.
有些是我刚来到这里的时候是对我有一些文化冲击的
was this idea of a school district.
也就是这种学区的这种区分
Because I have friends who lived in the same community.
我有朋友住在同一个社区里面
But because of this invisible bound, county line.
因为这种这个, 这个界限, 区分这个社区的界限
All of a sudden one has to go to a better school district and one has to go to a poorer school district
就因为如此有一些就要去一个好的学校 有一些要去一个比较差一点的学校
It was shocking for me because I was thinking isn't this a nation of equal opportunity
对我来讲这是一个很震惊的事情 因为这不是一个讲平等的国家吗
So here are some. So that's one example of a more subtle division.
这是一个就是比较微妙的一个区分的例子.
And Paul wants us to know that this separation goes beyond just racial or cultural. It is spiritual.
保罗告诉我们说，这种区分是可以超越种族或者文化的，甚至在属灵上也有区分.
In verse 12, it says, "There is separation from Christ, and there is no hope and no God in this world."
保罗在十二节看到说，有在局外人，活在世上没有指望，没有神的。
Again, is pointing to death.
也就是指向死的。
And Paul knows that this is a picture of isolation and despair.
保罗就让我们看到说，这是一种分离，是一种 是一种很不好的压力。
There is no hope
没有指望,
because there is separation from Christ.
因为与基督分离,
but he was very quick to affirm that such dividing lines no longer and do not exist in Christ.
但他也很快地指出说这样子的分界在基督里已经不存在了。
Earlier we have read verses 13 to 16.
我们, 早先有读到13到16节。
So we now know that Christ has changed this reality of these different separations into unity.
基督已经将这些各种各样的分离已经都结合起来了。
Essentially, Paul is saying this.
保罗是这，就是在告诉我们。
You may be born this way as a Gentile, as an uncircumcised.
你或许是诞生作为一个外邦人，是一个未受割礼的。
But you need not stay this way.
但你不需要持续这样子的地位。
So now we know that the message that Lady Gaga tries to put through with Born This Way is in fact no gospel at all.
所以这个我们知道这个歌星 Lady Gaga 她所唱的这条歌，你生来就是如此，是与福音不相合的。
Because it's instead of trying to comfort you, the whole intention is to comfort you to say that oh you're okay as who you are.
与其他这个歌本来是要安慰人的，你生来就是如此，没有关系的。
But the gospel tells us that you may be born this way, but you can be reborn in the way of Christ.
但福音告诉我们说，即使你是诞生是这样子的，你可以重生。
Sure, you may be a sinner, but you need not stay a sinner for the rest of your life.
虽然我们曾经是罪人，但你不需要一辈子都做罪人。
Regardless of whatever sins you have,
不管你有什么样子的罪,
nothing stands between you and God now as long as you have Christ.
只要你有耶稣，就没有东西可以阻隔你与神之间。
So how can we say that we are born this way and we stay this way when Christ has died on the cross to remove our hostility?
所以如果说耶稣已经在实际上十字架上我们 废除了这样子的隔阂的话，我们怎么还可以继续持续这样子的方式呢？
And that we have been reconciled back to God.
我们已经与神结合了，和好了。
There are two references to the work of Christ.
我们, 看到有两个耶稣他为我们所做的事情。
Verse 13, there's the blood of Christ.
在13节我们看到耶稣的血。And
verse 16, there is the cross.
在16节看到十字架。And
what is the impact of the work of Christ?
那耶稣他所做的有什么重要性呢?
We see that the barrier is destroyed.
我们看到说这个隔阂已经被废除了。
No longer able to stand.
不再成立了。
Verse 15, there's the abolishment of the law.
在十五节说律法上的规条也废除了。
Meaning that we no longer relate to God by simply observing the rituals, but we relate to God because we have Christ.
我们不再因为守律法而与神结合，而是因为基督为我们所做的。
Christ is our fulfillment of the law.
耶稣已经完成了律法。
So we can think of it in a very worldly manner, maybe.
我们可以以一种很素食俗世俗的一种想法。
The blood of Christ is like Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
耶稣的血有很像那种超级强的洗洁剂。
One wipe and it's all clean.
擦一次就全部都干净了。
But that really does no credit.
可是这是
to the deeper meaning of the blood of Christ.
对，这个实在不能够让我们明白耶稣的血它的这个深意。
And we see that the reconciliation is not only between people, not only between Gentiles and Jews coming together to be one new group.
我们看到这个和好不是只有在不同的人当中。
It is to reconcile people to God.
是我们要与神和好。
And so again, we are brought to the image of the cross that has been told over and over again.
我们又再一次回到这个不断告诉我们的这个十字架的这个景象。
Holding the horizontal relationships.
这个横的这个十字架的这个这条是代表横向的关系。
Between people, we are reconciled at the cross.
我们因为十字架的关系我们已经和好了。
Between God and man, the vertical relationship, we are also reconciled.
这个直向的是表示我们与神已经和好了。
Again, the love of God is brought into full attention.
再次我们看到神的爱。
Because God really goes out to seek out sinners, both Gentiles and Jews, and seek to bring them back into a relationship with Him.
神他真的是自己采取主动来寻求我们与他和好。
He is not the God that people say, the happy-go-lucky who just goes around and zapping people.
他不是那种哎呀到处在找毛病的神。
He's not the God who is so distant that we cannot know.
他不是一个很遥远的神，我们没办法认识的神。
But he's the God who reaches out to bring people back to him.
他是这样子的来主动寻找我们，要带我们回到他面前的神。
And in verse 18 it tells us that for through Christ we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
我们也看到十八节说，因为耶稣，我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Through Jesus Christ we have access to God.
借着耶稣基督，我们可以来到父面前。
So this work of Christ now allows all Christians to be in a relationship with God, not just personal, but communal.
所以这个耶稣基督所做的不只是让我们跟神有个人的关系，我们也在我们也可以共同的享有这样子的关系。
In verse 19, it tells us of this dramatic shift.
我们看到十九节讲到这样子一个奇妙的一个转变。
Where we were foreigners and aliens.
我们本来是做外人和客旅的。
But now we are citizens.
我们现在是圣徒。
So we are part of God's kingdom.
我们是神家里的人。
We are part of God's people, the holy ones.
我们是神圣洁的人。
Meaning we have been formed together as Christians to be God's new society.
我们是神所造的，连结在他的这个新的这个圣洁的社会里的。
And we are part of God's household.
我们是神家里的一部分。
Meaning we are family.With Christ, with God. So, dear brothers and sisters, if we claim ourselves to be Christians,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们如果称我们自己是基督徒的话，
we must then know and remember that we were foreign to God's family, but now united in Christ.
我们必须记得我们以前是局外人，现在我们与神的家结合了。
And for my friends who still do not believe in Jesus,
那我们在这里当中有朋友你还不相信耶稣的话，
Please do relish this invitation for you to come to know God more through Jesus.
我们希望你能够接受这个邀请考虑成为与借着耶稣来到这个神国里面。
Because there's only hope in life when you have an intimate relationship with God.
因为生命只有在基督里才有指望。
As for us who are now part of God's family, we must remain grateful.
至于我们其他的已经是基督徒的，我们要心存感恩。
Not only because we have been redeemed from sins,
不只是因为我们已经从罪里被救赎出来了，
but because we are sanctified towards glory.
而是因为我们也被圣洁，我们可以成圣。
So out of our gratefulness, we worship God.
所以因为出于我们的感恩，我们来敬拜神。
And intrinsic to our worship of God is to fulfill a purpose.
所以这个重点就是说，我们要敬拜神，我们要来完成他的使命。
And this purpose is good works done in the name of Christ.
他的目的就是要我们在基督里行善事。
Up to now, the imagery that we have can be this.
我们可以用这样子的一个景象来思想。
A child did wrong.
有一个孩子做错事了。
Say steal.
或许说他偷了东西。
With the right hand.
用他的右手偷了东西。
And now he needs to be punished.
那现在他需要接受惩罚。
He knows the pain.
他知道这个惩罚的疼痛。
The hand's turning cold.
手已经有点发冷了。
The parent counts to three.
这个父母数到三。
One.
一。
Two.
二。
Three. And as he was preparing for the pain,
当他准备接受这个疼痛的时候，
he felt something different.
他感受到一股不一样的东西。
He heard a smack.
他听到一个拍响。
But he had no pain.
但他没有感受到这个痛。
Not only there's no pain, there was warmth on his cold hands.
不但没有疼痛，反而有一股温暖。
He realized that the parent has placed his hand on his hand and received the punishment himself.
他领略到说，原来是他父母把手放在他的手上，来领受这个疼痛。
And now with his hands warmed,
现在他的手是温暖的,
the boy is told, go, do good.
这个孩子, 他的父母告诉他说, 去吧, 做好事。
And that is what verse 10 wants us to know.
所以这是第十节要告诉我们的。
We may be dead in sin, but now we are alive.
我们或许以前是死的, 现在是活的。
And we may be foreign, but now we are part of God's family.
我们以前可能是局外人，我们现在是家里，神家里的人。
And we must know this.
我们必须要知道。
We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
我们是原来是神所创造的，为了要做善事。
Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
神预先所预定我们所做的。
To do good works means that there is a purpose for which we now have life in Christ.
我们要做善事，就是要明白说我们在基督耶稣里是有个目的的。
And prepared in advance means that it was not a random thought.
那神所预备所要我们行的，也就是说这不是一个很随机的一件事情。
And at the same time there is strength provided.
同时也会神会提供给我们力量。
So it is true that the new life that we have from Christ is not from us doing good.
所以我们能行善不是因为出于我们自己。
That does not mean that we've received this, we can sit back, relax, and do nothing.
不是说哇，我们就可以坐着，我们就可以很疏懒，什么都就不管。
There's a scholar who says grace is opposed to earning, but not to effort.
有这么一个学者这么讲，他说恩典是与
Yes, grace is opposed to earning.
恩典是与赢取是敌对的。
But not to effort.
不是与我们的这个功夫敌对的。
That's great. It is 功夫 That's very 传神 Okay. Given the full range of good works that we might be able to do, from praising God to serving people.
当我们想到说我们可以做的善事有许许多多多样。
What might be the good works in the context of Ephesians 2?
那这以弗所书告诉我们的善行到底是什么善行呢？
There's an echo of unity.
这里让我们想到这个可以对这个合一有一种回响。
If we can go back and reread chapter 2,
我们如果可以回去再重新念第二章的话。
Over and over again, we'll hear in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ.
不断的重复的一个词就是在基督里。
But we will also hear bringing together, together, to be one, to be one.
我们也看到有一个重复的词，就是合一，合一，合一。
And Paul would further elaborate in Ephesians, in the later part of Ephesians, what this two become one really, really mean.
保罗在这个以弗所书的后面的章节也在更多的告诉我们到底合一是什么意思。
So how might we, CCMC, do well in unity or struggle to keep unity?
所以我们华人福音基督教会，我们在合一的工作上做得如何呢？
At the front gate, we have a signage.
在我们的大门有这么样一个这个啊、一个这个啊、sign
牌照吗？
牌、哦、招牌
招牌、嗯。Upon entering, we see "Come worship the Lord."
我们走进来的那面看到说来敬拜神。
And when we leave, it says "Go spread the good news, the gospel."
我们离开的时候可以看到招牌说我们去传福音。
So some questions that we might be able to ask ourselves.
所以有一些我们可以问我们自己的问题。
Come worship the Lord.
来敬拜神。
Who is this Lord that we have come to worship?
这个主来敬拜主，这个主到底是谁呢
？Is Prince of Peace part of his identity?
他是和平的君王。这是他的身份。
Isaiah 9 tells us that he is the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚书第九章告诉我们说他是和平的君王。
And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他是没有界限的，他的国界。
To be a community of Christ believers, we have to have peace among us.
作为一个圣徒的这个团体，我们必须要有这个和睦和平。
So perhaps there's a more apparent division.I'm not saying that there is, but I'm just saying that for the potential for it to happen.
或许在我们这样子一个团体里面，可能有潜在的一个分隔。
The more apparent division might be our relationship with one another.
这个潜在的一个分隔可能是我们彼此之间的关系。
Are we concerned about our fulfillment of our religious duties, and we forget to reach out to people, to have a relationship with people?
我们是不是比较在乎我们要完成我们在这个宗教上的一些礼仪或者我们的责任，而忽略了我们彼此之间的关系呢？
Even if we are struggling each in our own challenges, do we see the person not as the problem to solve, but as the person to extend love?
即使我们或许每一个人都有我们个人的这个挣扎，个人的一些挑战。但是我们有没有看到说对方是我们应该要去爱的，而不是一个要解决的问题
？Do we come here and say, "Oh, I think there might be some tension between me and someone else, and I need to put down my offering and be reconciled to my brother or sister first," as Matthew 5 tells us?
当我们来到这里的时候，我们有没有想到说我们跟某一位当中是不是有什么样子的张力、紧张的关系？我们要先去解决，然后我们才来到神的祭坛前。
Just as instructed in Matthew 5.
就像在马太福音第五章里所教导我们的。
And then there's a more subtle division.
还有一个更微妙的一个分隔。
And it's today, the combined service.
也就是像今天这样子的一个联合的崇拜。
When you came, are you glad for combined service or do you dread it?
当你来的时候，你是很高兴的来参加这个联合崇拜呢，还是很心不甘情不愿的
？And if it is dread that you bring into your attendance, why is it so?
你如果不是很想来这个联合崇拜的话，是不是要问问自己为什么呢
？Truly, it takes much effort to make the combined service work and be edifying.
实在，我们要有这样子一个联合崇拜，是要有很。花很多的心血的才能让大家都觉得它有启发性。
But this effort doesn't just come from people who are planning how the service go, but from every one of us who sit here as a worshiper of God.
那我们要花的这个心血不是只有那些服事的弟兄姐妹所付出的，还有每一位来敬拜的都应该要付出的。
And very often there are these very real but very unfortunate dividing lines.
同时呢，还有一些是很实在的，也是很不幸的一些分隔。
Song choices，
譬如说，诗歌的选择。
Praise style，
我们敬拜的方式。
The age difference，
我们年龄的差别。
The cultural gap，
我们的文化差异。
And especially the accessibility of language，
尤其是我们的这个语言的应用。
Because this is a very subtle danger.
这些都是很微妙的一些危险的所在。
Because we can be slowly defined by the language we speak or understand or are comfortable with rather than our identity as Christians.
我们很可能可以慢慢的就被我们所使用的语言而定义。
Combined service is really a training ground for our degree of acceptance, not just of our differences and shortcomings, but also the effort to overcome these boundaries.
我们的这个联合崇拜实在是我们操练我们如何可以彼此接纳彼此的这个差异，我们甚至我们彼此的缺点的一个地方。
As well as to put in the effort to overcome these boundaries.
我们要如何来用心来来这个克服这样子的差异。
Do we take time to know and teach? You know, find out the stories, find out the history, find out the trends of the young people, for example.
我们是不是愿意花时间心血来彼此了解这些差异，了解这些年轻人他们的想法。
Can we take moments of discomfort and turn it into encouragements?
我们是不是可以把我们暂时有的一些不安把它化为一种鼓励。
In verses 21 and 22, we are told that we are together the temple of God.
我们在21、22节看到说，我们是一起在成为主的圣殿。
And indeed, there's a cultural gap, perhaps.
确实，我们是或许有一些文化上的差异。
And because there's a gap, we need to put an effort to shrink the distance.
也就是因为我们有一些差异，所以我们必须要费心来把它这个差异。
In Jesus, there's no longer a wall.
在耶稣里已经没有这隔断的墙了。
And may we as followers not put it back brick by brick.
那我们作为耶稣的门徒，我们不要再一砖一个砖的再把它这个墙叠起来。
My deepest apologies, I've ran very much over time.
很抱歉，时间拉得很长。
But I do hope that we know and recognize that indeed in God there is grace.
我们希望我们大家都认识到说真的在耶稣里面有恩典。
And it is this grace that allows us to overcome.
也就是因为耶稣的恩典我们可以克服。
In Revelation, Jesus tells the church, blessed are those who will overcome.
在启示录里我们看到说教会是有福的，因为他们能够克服。
In Ephesians 1:4, Paul began Ephesians saying that for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
在以弗所书第一章四节这里说到，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Dear brothers and sisters, we were dead and foreign, but by God's grace we are now alive and united.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们过去是死在过犯罪恶当中的，现在我们在基督里活了。
And dear friends, do seek God and believe in Christ.
亲爱的朋友们，我们希望你来寻求神，寻求耶稣。
Because to know God is the beauty of life.
因为认识神就是生命的美丽。
May you and I, we be fully submitted to the Lordship of Christ.
希望你和我都能够真正的顺服来敬拜神。
And we do good to bring God, all the praises and glory.
我们也因行善事来归一切的荣耀赞美给神。
We come and worship through our speech and deed, our Lord, who is our peace.
我们借着我们的言语，我们的行为，我们来赞美神。
When we preach, may it be that through our speech and deed, that this gospel that proclaims God is good is preached all the time.
我们希望借着我们的言语，我们的行为，我们可以活出神他的这个福音来，传讲他的福音。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Abba,
亲爱父神，
we thank you for you.
我们感谢你。
You are a holy God.
你是圣洁的神。
A gracious God.
你是怜悯的神。
A Father who desires more to be your children.
你希望有更多人成为你的子民。
Even when we were so rebellious.
即使在我们还是悖逆的时候。
We pray that our love for Christ will be refreshed daily.
我们希望我们对耶稣的爱可以每日得到更新。
We pray that our love will not become lazy.
希望我们的爱不会成为疏懒。
And we pray that our faith is indeed a commitment to trust and obey our Lord.
希望我们对你的信心是真正的一种委身。
And we pray that we'll experience the spiritual strength in you that allows us to overcome differences.
我们也可以真正的经历到你属灵的能力，让我们克服我们彼此之间的差异。
And we pray that we will know indeed that we're alive in Christ and that we will be a living sacrifice pleasing to you.
愿我们可以真正的认识到我们是在基督里活着的。
We pray and believe in the name of the only Prince of Peace.
我们如此祷告，也相信是借着那和平君王的名。
Amen.
Amen.